# Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course. Data Analytics Fundamentals for SQA Professionals. In this stage, we will embark on a journey to understand the basic concepts of data analytics and its vital role in shaping business decisions. Whether you're looking to enhance your skill set for personal growth or to better navigate a business landscape driven by data, you are in the right place. Let's take a moment to appreciate the world of data that surrounds us and how it can empower us to make informed choices. # Main Content. # Introduction to Data Analytics. Data analytics is the science of examining raw data with the purpose of drawing conclusions about that information. Just think about it. Every time you interact with a business, whether it's purchasing a product online or using a service, data is being generated. Data analytics involves transforming this raw data into meaningful insights. Imagine you are a software quality assurance SQA professional. The ability to analyze data can help you identify patterns in software performance, user behavior, and even potential areas for improvement. For instance, if you notice a trend where specific features are frequently reported as problematic, you can prioritize testing and fixing those features, ultimately enhancing product quality. # Importance of data in business decisions. Now, let's explore why data is crucial for business decisions. In today's fast-paced environment, businesses rely on data to guide their strategies, optimize operations, and enhance customer experiences. For example, a company might analyze customer feedback data to improve its product offerings. By understanding customer preferences, businesses can adapt and stay competitive. Data-driven decision-making not only increases efficiency but also reduces risks, allowing businesses to anticipate challenges and seize opportunities. Consider a scenario where a retail company uses sales data to identify peak shopping times. They can then adjust staffing and inventory accordingly, ensuring better customer service and increased sales during those critical periods. # Overview of databases. Relational versus non-relational. To harness the power of data, it's essential to understand how it is organized and stored. This brings us to databases. There are two primary types: relational and non-relational databases. Relational databases, like SQL, store data in tabular form, making it easy to access and manipulate through structured queries. For example, a retail company might use a relational database to manage inventory, where each product is a row in a table. On the other hand, non-relational databases, such as NoSQL, are designed for more flexible data models, often accommodating unstructured data, which is increasingly important in big data scenarios. A social media platform, for instance, may leverage non-relational databases to handle vast amounts of user-generated content. Understanding these distinctions helps SQA professionals choose the right storage solution based on the type of data they are working with, whether it's structured data from tests or unstructured data from user feedback. # Key terminology in data analytics. As we delve deeper into the world of data analytics, it's important to familiarize ourselves with some key terms, words like data mining, which refers to the process of discovering patterns in large data sets, or predictive analytics, which involves using historical data to forecast future outcomes, are part of our new vocabulary. Additionally, you'll come across terms like data visualization, which is all about representing data graphically to make it easier to understand and interpret. For instance, a simple bar chart can quickly show how many defects were reported over time, making it easier for stakeholders to assess quality trends. These terms will become essential as you navigate through various data analytics tools and methodologies. Understanding these concepts can empower you to communicate findings more effectively and make stronger recommendations based on data. Conclusion. As we wrap up this introduction to data analytics, remember that the ability to analyze data is a valuable skill. By understanding these foundational concepts, you are well on your way to becoming adept at using data to inform business decisions. Embrace the evolving landscape of data and let it guide you in your career as an SQA professional. With every piece of data you analyze, you are contributing to smarter decision-making processes. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the concepts of data analytics in your current role as an SQA professional? 2. What are some examples of data-driven decisions you have witnessed in your workplace? 3. How do you perceive the relationship between data analytics and business success in the modern world? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of data analytics.